Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, I'm going to watch it, believe me. I really love it.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We've lost the art of listening, apparently. From the 408 Xfinity Mobile text line, while you look at me, hell yes, it's preposterous, Steinie. His two biggest games were the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
Use your brain. Stop being a prisoner of the moment. Listen to my words. I said the most important regular season games.
All right.
And you can't be blind to it. And with that, it's time for the Purdy prognosis.
We've had two nights to sleep on Brock's performance.
Here's Purdy, takes off and goes head first for 10. Leading by 6. Purdy protected, floats it for Kittle. Kittle with a catch in out across the 35. Play action, Purdy. Use check. The catch, first and goal.
Now it's time for Steinie and Guru to break the huddle and deliver their Purdy prognosis.
I don't think it's any simpler than this. The next two games are going to go a long way toward what Brock Purdy is for this franchise. I truly believe that. Everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people think Brock Purdy's going to get paid. Would I bet on it? I would absolutely bet on it. But these are the next two games, and these next two games, we're going to get to see him in a different light, and it's going to give us a different way to evaluate him. If he shines, more power to him, and he'll entrench himself as the long-term quarterback. But it's a temporary league in the NFL, and if he struggles, then the questions are going to resurface. There's no way to avoid that, I don't think. I really don't.
And I'm not mad at you. I'm kind of like the texter that sent you the text, Steinie. I just feel like, you know what, after these two games, if it's only two, we got 13 more. And guess what's going to happen during that 13 with or without Deebo or McCaffrey? If one of them is out, we're going to continue, you know, to grade and assess as we get down closer to the end of the season. So what I'd like to do, Steinie, is just tell you my prognosis, because this was brought to my attention, and I know you and Evan don't know this, but I got a staff. Oh. I got a staff of people that Squirt, 49er Frankie, Silk Basie, Big Dex Tone, they bring things to my attention. Mm-hmm. And 49er Frankie text Bonte. I got mad at him because I wanted it from 10 to 2. But he talked about Brock Purdy, who one thing that I like about him, one of his traits, unlike Jimmy, is he always keeps his eyes downfield. He's looking for that big play, right? And yep. I got to give him credit for it, and that's what I want my quarterback to do. Okay, I'm on record as saying that I'd rather coach a guy that shoots too much than doesn't shoot enough. But watching that game Sunday, Steinie, and him stare down receivers, I'd like to see him do a little more Joe Montana and take stuff in the flat and dump it off. And Bonte was talking about this morning because he got the intel too. He had Brock Purdy did. He had Mason and a couple other guys in the flat a few times, and he bypassed it because he's conditioned, and I like it, looking downfield to make that big money play. But sometimes, again, what made Joe Montana great is I'll take what the defense gives you. So I'd like to see moving forward, if I could talk to Brock or he's listening, you know what? Hey, keep doing you, but sometimes that check down can keep the chains moving, and you don't have to put the ball in harm's way.
I thought check down was not good for a quarterback.
Oh, good God. Joe Montana did it with the best of them.
When Alex Smith did it, everybody hated
it. Well, he did it the whole game. Well, right? I love you, Alex. But, yeah, I just like that's my Purdy prognosis. Donnie, just, hey, if you can – and, you know, and some are going to say, well, McCaffrey wasn't there, Guru. That's why you didn't see it. But no. See, it's
Mason can't catch out of the backfield. Apparently, like, he's caught two balls in two games. So they clearly don't. That's not a priority for them.
Wow.
Mason, at least.
Well, you know what? And
Mason.
I would like, and I'm being selfish here, Stoney, if that's the case and Garrido can't do it, which I don't believe, let the world see or give these grown men or these young grown-ass men the opportunity on the big stage to prove the Steinmetz is wrong that I got hands. But that's what I'd like to see from Brock. And again, he might be like my security blanket, shout out Linus, is McCaffrey. But it's got to be Garrido. It could be somebody else, Stoney. Take what's in the flat sometimes and keep the chains moving.
Brock Purdy leads the league right now in passing yards. 550. Leads the league in passing yards.
That bothers me a little bit.
If you had to grade him on this past week, what would your grade be for Brock Purdy?
Mm.
And also, the question I have is, put yourself in Kyle Shanahan's shoes going into this game against the Rams. Do you try to run it more this week without McCaffrey and without Debo? Or do you run it less because you're missing your two best running backs?
Well, that's a good call.
If you think Debo Samuel's better than Mason.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Let's just say another running threat. Let's not say one's better than the other.
I'm excited, Stoney. I'm stepping on you. My bad. I'll tell you what. Do the Niners have a Marvin Harrison Jr.? Because they better, and that's Brandon Ayuk. And the reason I bring that up is he just shredded the Rams' defense in the first quarter. Stoney, I mean, he got behind the defenders. So let's hope Brandon Ayuk can do that, and that's something that Kyle saw on tape. And maybe it's Jennings. Maybe it's Brandon Ayuk. But I'll say this. We all know how lucky we are in the Bay that Ricky Pearsall, and he's the luckiest of them all, Ricky Pearsall, Stoney, is still with us and avoid disaster. And you just think about now when you just look at it from a football perspective, losing Debo and McCaffrey, you know, how big of a deal it would have been or an opportunity for him if he were ready to go to kind of step in and show us what he can do. But he's not available. But you got me thinking about Brock Purdy's grade. Is that through two games, Tiny?
Just the game against the Vikings.
I would go C-. When you have a fumble and an interception and the guru metric, Tiny, you put some balls that could have been picked off. They weren't. I don't think that was his best game.
Who do you think? Well, let's I want to hear Brian Baldinger because he was asked about.
And then you give me his grade when you come back.
Fair enough. Yeah. I will play this Brian Baldinger sound, what he thought of Brock Purdy's performance on Sunday. But I'm going to open up the lines at 888-957-9570. It's Tuesday, and now's when we look back on his performance. He was 28 for 36. That's a 78% passer completion rating. He had a touchdown, he had an interception, he had a fumble, he threw for 300 yards. How would you assess Brock Purdy's performance? Was it good enough? Does it need to be better? Oh. Did other players let Purdy down? 888-957-9570. But let's take a look at let's take a listen to what Brian Baldinger said. He was on the morning roast this morning with Bonte and Shasky.
Thought he was good. He's always good. I mean, those tough throws in the middle of the field are tough. I don't know how to describe it, Joe. He wasn't all world, and I think some people just think he's got to be all world. He misses McCaffrey in the passing game for sure. Yep. There's no question about that. He's just such a difference maker on really easy throws, but in space where he does so much damage after. Not to take anything away from Jordan. I think they do miss him. You know, he did deliver the knockout shots that, for example, that Sam did, you know, from the other side. I mean, you know, the throw to Justin Jefferson and the throw to Naylor at the end. Like, he didn't deliver those type of knockout shots that you want him to be able to do.
That was Brian Baldinger on with the morning show. Said he wasn't all world, but he was pretty darn good. But then he went on, and this is what I want to talk about, Goo. Take a listen.
I do think he is kind of staring some receivers down. I think he is locked in on some guys, and he's kind of probably waiting too long for things to open up. And some of that is, okay, Ayuk wasn't there at all during training camp in the offseason, kind of waiting on some things to happen, and you could be found guilty of that sometimes.
Yes, yeah, 6 sacks on Sunday. Man. Brock Purdy was sacked 6 times.
Yeah. And I'm not putting that all. Go ahead, Stein.
And the guy who we can't win with, I'm sorry, can't win without, he allowed 4 pressures and a sack.
Yeah, wasn't his best game?
No.
You're talking about Big 71?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about Big 71.
And I'll say this to Baldy. He was being nice, Donnie, because anytime the quarterback of said team has 7 points midway through the fourth, and that's what the Niners had, only 7, that was kind of like my term, lipstick on a pig. The numbers look better than what they actually were because you got a lot of stuff when I think Minnesota thought, you know what, we're up 2 scores, we got the game, we'll lay off. But it is what it is. But, yeah, that wasn't Brock Purdy's best. And now you got me, and I already naturally was excited about moving forward. Goo, people are, I don't care what you say, are going to look at him through a different prism of what are you and how much are you bringing to the table.
So no Deebo Samuel, no Christian McCaffrey.
Damn.
So who does the onus fall on against the Rams? Who does the onus to pick up the slack fall upon? Is it Brock Purdy? Does Brock Purdy need to be the kind of quarterback that you pay $60 million? Is it Brandon Ayuk, who missed all the training camp and has been suspect the first 2 games?
Damn.
But you're going to need him on Sunday to be the number one receiver that he is being paid like. Is it Jordan Mason? Would you like to see Jordan Mason carry the load on Sunday? More than 20 carries and establish the run game? Or is it on Kyle Shanahan?
Whoa.
Is it on Kyle Shanahan, who now has gained a reputation for being able to devise an offense with all different kinds of personnel and find a way to put points on the board? Who does the onus fall on against the LA Rams on Sunday? 888-957-9570. What should the approach be? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I mean,
it's a great question, man.
Ideal world, you'd have Jordan Mason racking up his third straight 100-yard game. And in a perfect world, I think Brandon Ayuk has his big breakout game this year where he catches balls for 100 yards. Is that possible with all the attention that Ayuk's probably going to face, Goo?
You know what? When you're getting the Steph Curry, the 30 mil a year, I don't care if you're doubled and triple teamed, you got to go.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Justin Jefferson, and we saw what he did to the Niners, so I'm expecting that from Brandon Ayuk. I think we're to the point now, Steiny, after two games, no excuses. These athletes, if you're going to get paid and hold in and hold out, you got to get ready. And what did Fred Warner say? I think he was talking to himself and the rest of the team and Ayuk, Steiny. I'm tired of talking about my bad or hearing it. So your question's phenomenal. The core of who I am as a sports fan wants to say players make plays, but I believe right now, today, Tuesday, Kyle Shanahan knows who and what Brock Purdy is, what he's good at, what he's deficient at, and everybody else on that roster. So I think it's up to him to scheme something to allow the Masons, Garindos maybe, the Kittles, and the Ayukes, and that offensive line, who that was a D-plus performance by the offensive line. They got a snap back. So does that offend you, Steiny? Radio offend you if I say I'm putting it on the coach?
No. No. Is it all on the coach? Not all on the coach.
It can't be.
But if you – no, I think
like
it's
Sirianni's
fair.
A dummy right now because Barkley dropped the ball. Who do you blame? Right. I blame the play call, but that's neither here nor there. Why wouldn't you run the ball?
Well, because
– you could have ran it twice and took 40, 45 seconds off the clock. Why would you give them a timeout? Why would you – go ahead.
You dropped the ball. Right in the
why would
basket.
You throw it though for him to for that to even be a possibility? Bleed the clock.
Yeah.
It's up here. What's the meme where the brother pointing to his dome? You gotta think, you gotta use it.
See, this is the part. The second guessing. I don't know.
But he catches that life.
He catches that ball and waltzes in like he should, and everyone's saying, oh, what a riverboat gambler. Oh, you got to love that gutsy play call.
Yeah, but it's not all, to answer your question, on Kyle, but I think he knows the strengths and weaknesses of what he's dealing with.
Let me ask 49er fans this question about Kyle Shanahan, and tell me what you think you know of him. How do you think he's going to handle the absences of McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel? Will Kyle Shanahan get more conservative, play it a little more safe, run the ball a little bit more, keep Brock Purdy as much as he can out of harm's way, safe passes, or without two weapons, do you have to expect more out of Brock Purdy? Mm. Do you have to ask him maybe to make more plays than he's normally making? Are you going to ask him to maybe take or play, let's say, a little bit riskier than he normally does because they're just going to be short a couple talented players? How do you think Kyle Shanahan handles the way plays are called against the LA Rams? 888-957-9570. Let's go out to Jeff. Jeff is in Marin. What's going on, Jeff? How you Jeff. Doing, man?
Good, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So sure. I think a couple of things. One, I think they got speed on the team that they're not utilizing. And now that Debo's down, I think it's time, and McCaffrey's down. You got this kid, Garendo, who runs his 220, runs a 4.3 speed. put him in the backfield, maybe put him in the backfield with Mason, split him out, let him be a receiver. You know, you've got Cowling, who's a speed burner, who demonstrated in preseason that he's got some connection getting down the field and getting the big pass. We showed absolutely no quick strike capabilities that I think we actually have, both with Purdy's arm and Shanahan's offensive game plan. So I think that's an important step. The only other comment I wanted to make, and I think Steinlitz is going to jump all over me about this, but the third and goal against the Vikings, where, you know, he sits there and he goes to basically a flare pass out to deep. What were you freaking thinking there, right? And I know what Steinmetz is going to say. What? No, you put the ball in and the ball player's hands. It's not the player who's being called upon. It's the play that's being called that I question there.
That's fair.
I don't have a problem. I didn't like that call either with Deebo Samuel. Say
it. You said it yesterday. I couldn't believe that.
I don't know. I didn't like that play.
And Green was on the call with the great Kevin Harlan, Steiny, and they were basically almost like, you think they're going to run here, like basically saying, give the ball to the monster. The dude, Baldy, said, punishes and finishes runs, but they chose to get cute. Like, that was too cute for my liking. And it didn't work.
No, it didn't work. It didn't work. See, I actually look at, they were different situations, but the play that didn't work to Deebo Samuel, and then the play last night where Saquon Barkley dropped the ball. I get it. If you run there and you don't get it, you take 35 more seconds off the
there
clock.
There you go. That's
then
all.
You take the field goal.
Okay.
And now you only give Kirk Cousins a minute to score instead of a minute and 46. By the same token, the play was perfect. The play was perfect. It's a catch he makes 9 out of 10 times. So,
but what play had, I guess you could fumble on the run had you ran. I guess you could say that that could have happened. But to me, Stein, it's about the math. I'm bleeding the clock. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am, and you did that and gave them basically a timeout.
I mean,
he should have caught it. We all know that. But the fact of the matter is he didn't.
Yeah, no, he didn't. And he blew the game for him. Saquon Barkley.
Well, the defense,
he makes
too.
The catch.
The defense and the defensive coordinator stand. Stoney, how
the
do you get down
itself,
the field that fast? Like, is
because
this
it's Kirk Cousins.
It's the new NFL. I don't like it.
Cousins.
With no timeouts, they got all the way down there. Like, it's a video game.
Give credit to the quarterback.
Now, I will give Kirk. Hey, Ryan Clark said something I deem profound. He said that he basically saved the Falcons at Kirk Cousins' season. He was just in the sense that they came together and got that win, man. Like, that hanging right over him.
I mean, the call to Deebo Samuel had no chance. They lost 8 yards on the play. It had no chance.
Why run it?
The play that the Eagles ran last night is wide open, and you need a guy to do his job, and he didn't do it. And now it puts you in a spot where you're giving the ball to the Falcons with a minute 45 instead of a minute.
And it could have been two plays had you ran for both teams. The Niners could have tried to run the ball, got to the goal line on fourth down and went for it, fourth and goal, hand it off again, run. The tush push. I know they don't do that, but that could have been two plays. But Deebo lost yardage, so that was off the board.
Right.
Same with Philly. You could have ran on third and three.
Okay, you don't get it.
And run again.
No.
They would have been backed up.
Yeah, but then a field goal ties it.
Yeah, but still, you got in that instance, you got to be thinking, we ain't letting no man Kirk take us downfield. And he was just right. Football, man. The new NFL. There's something about you. Hey, I want to test something. So you had a theory last week about Kyle likes to run it more than pass. That's how I process it. But tell me, Stoney, why he would go up to Minnesota without your running back and throw the ball 36 times and only run it 20 with a punisher back there in Mason. That leads me to believe I don't know what to expect, or I'm done trying to find out what to expect with Kyle and his game plan against the Rams. Are we going to see 45 passes against the Rams? 50? I don't want to speak for you, but you kind of were on the freeway of he don't look at Brock like that, like a gunslinger to where he wants to put it. Stein, he almost threw 40 times.
My question to 49er fans is, do you believe, like Guru, that Jordan Mason didn't run the ball enough against the Vikings? I mean, I'm just looking at the practical part of it, and that is, You played a lot of the game, or you played a good portion of the game. You were down 10-0, and you played another portion of the game where you're down 20-7. And I mean, that might be the difference between 20 carries and 25 carries. I didn't, I saw the ratio of passing to running. It was 38-26, I believe, 37-25. So clearly the 49ers threw the ball more than they liked. But I got to.
Do we know that? That they did it more than they liked? If he died, you know?
Well, I can just take Kyle Shanahan at his word that he wants 50-50. And the reason he wants 50-50 is because when you go run the ball half the time and throw the ball half the time, it does keep the defense a little more off balance than if you're a pass-heavy team. So I got to take Kyle Shanahan's word for it, and I got to also take the stats into consideration during the Kyle Shanahan tenure. He loves to run the ball. In a perfect world, he's running the ball to set up the pass. He was down. They were down a good portion of that game. Was that the reason why Jordan Mason carried only 20 times?
First drive, they threw it three straight times, Donnie. They didn't even try to establish the run. Scripted. It was 0-0.
Those are scripted.
You are right.
So that tells me that Kyle Shanahan came out of that game against the Jets. They're playing the Vikings, and he thought the Vikings probably going to try to stack the box, stop the run right off the bat, and so we'll go throw it the first three times of the game. But, I mean, the one thing that I do have a little bit of a problem with is in this day and age of the NFL, when we don't see a lot of guys carrying big-time attempts-wise, I mean, 20 still a healthy total for a running back, but
averaging 5 yards at that too.
Was it too much running? I'm sorry, was it not enough running if you're a 49er fan with Jordan Mason? Would you have liked to see on Sunday them run the ball more? Usually we talk about wanting the 49ers to pass the ball more. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers-Rams on Sunday. Hard to believe that both teams could be 1-2 after this game, or the Rams might be 0-3. 0-3 if the Niners can get them. 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Check you.
Yeah. Steiny. Go Greenway.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You think Mike's still mad?
I'm worried. No, seriously, I'm worried about Mike. Mike Collins. He was lashing out, and then what he was fearful of happened.
Right.
And now, Mike, we're here for you, bud.
Yeah. You're worthless.
To 215, call us, man. I'm really worried about Mike.
Well, and you know what, Goo?
I heard, man.
You and I are such good friends to people. If you need to lash out, go ahead and lash out on us.
Yeah.
We'll do that for
you. Yeah, once a week. Yeah. Austin in San Jose, he does it too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Possibly.
Hey,
what you got?
Just appreciate your effort today. I don't know if you can tell, I'm a little bit out of sorts, a touch distracted, and I'm a little anxious today.
You are the modern-day Radnich / Gary Larry David. Just we'll be you. I need that in my life. Evan, one more time.
We'll see. We're not there yet.
Evan, so,
that puts me in
Do we have any dog experts out there?
Like Draymond Green Dog, D-A-W-G?
No.
Oh, okay, because I'm ready.
Canine experts. Okay. So, Goo, you know, I'm solo this week. So
solo.
I'm a bachelor, essentially. But, which, is, you know, I'll deal with that in my own way. But the real issue is I've got a dog. Oh, she's wonderful.
Rosie.
All right. Just a wonderful, wonderful dog. But she's got to be at home alone for about 7 hours, because I leave here about 7:30, 7:45. I don't get home till 2:30, 3 o'clock. And with nobody home, I'm unsettled.
Has she done that before where she just, because you see videos where they just turn her house up.
Yeah, I don't have a video to look at the dog, Rosie?
No, but has she ever done it before? I was saying you see videos of dogs tearing the house up when the owner comes home.
No, she's never torn the house up.
So why are you worried?
Well, because she might be sad that she's home alone for 6-7 hours. But the question I have for dog experts is this.
She might be sad.
Can anybody give me a sense of what a dog has in terms of an understanding of time?
Wow.
Because, so, let's just say hypothetically, I were to leave the house at 7:30 in the morning. She's home alone for 2 hours. And then let's just say I go back. Okay, so she was alone for 2 hours. I come to the door and she jumps on. Yeah, she's excited to see me. But if I get home at 2 o'clock or 2:30, that's 7 hours alone. And she'll see me and she'll jump and she's excited to see me.
More excited.
Does a dog know the difference between 2 hours and 6 hours?
This is why you're special.
Of being alone. That's my question.
I'm going to, in their way, I got to believe they do know it's longer.
Well, then that's why I'm so anxious.
Bring her to work. Because you can bring them in the damn shopping store. And I love pets. We're doing too much. It's meat in there. It's food. You can't bring the pet. Now, if it's, what do they call the pet that,
a ferret?
If you're dealing with something, the pet is a comfort
animal.
Yeah, now that's different.
I couldn't bring my dog in here. She's a little too excited. She'd be running around all over the place, jumping on people.
Well, that's bad ownership.
So, uh-oh. Is this true, 650? Dogs live life 7 times faster than humans? So 7 hours feels like 49 hours alone? Oh, no. That's not, no.
And some are saying get a dog babysitter.
Well, we have a cat, but the cat goes in and out.
Not a babysitter, sitter.
Anyway.
I wonder how much, is that a real thing?
What?
Well, a lot of people babysit your pet?
Well, a lot of people get 2 dogs so that when they are alone, they have each other for companionship.
Like kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Although I don't leave.
But could I hire somebody to babysit my dog for 4 hours?
Well, I'd rather just have somebody come into the house, walk the dog for an hour.
But I didn't ask that.
What?
So dog sitting is a thing. Hey, Evan? What do you do?
Evan?
So if you hadn't heard it, it's not.
No, it is a thing.
He walks his dog all the time.
Huh?
Evan has house sat for me where he watches the dog, and he's done a fine job.
There's a story.
Well, you know, I take the dog for walks. Which doesn't always happen.
No, is there a profession called a dog sitter?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Wow,
dog sitters, dog walkers.
They're professional.
I wonder how much an hour.
What's that?
How much an hour?
I mean, I know some guys who walk 5 dogs at a time. And they charge $25 an hour for a dog, so they're making $150 an hour.
Wow, man!
Better than a sports talk show radio host. Well, all right, let me see. Steiny, I'm the same way with my dog. I was crating her, but I felt like that was cruel. She tore up my new shoes. Don't worry, we're going back to Wiggins in a minute.
Back to Kittle.
But there was one here about time. Anyway, I'm going to talk about Brock Purdy.
But you're thinking about your pet. Wow.
925, dogs don't have a great perception of time. However, they 1,000% know the routine, and they get used to it when you're not there. And when you are there, okay.
Yeah, but prove that. That's just somebody saying that.
Jim Mole.
Our guy.
Super chat. Oh, by the way, we forgot a super chat yesterday from some guy.
How much was it?
It was $2.
Because this is $2, too.
And I forgot to do yesterday. A guy texted in $2, and it said, Raiders.
Look at him.
So I forget. I'm sorry about that.
Jim's right
Jim
here.
Jim Mole says, and we know Jim. We're friends with Jim.
About to get married.
A dog's short-term memory is about 2 minutes. Okay. Well, that makes me feel better. Mm-hmm. About like mine.
Ours.
Yeah. So, all right, Brock Purdy. What do you got now, Purdy? What do you got now, Purdy?
Man.
You don't have your security blankets.
Yeah.
What can you do? Are you Joe Burrow? Are you Mahomes? Are you Rodgers?
Give him a grade for Sunday.
Or are you Dilfer?
I hadn't forgot.
Brad Johnson. Nick Foles. Well, I'm kidding.
Yeah. But give me a grade for Sunday for him. Evan put up on Twitter, up on the...
C+.
C+.
Yeah, C+. I'm docking him a full grade for each turnover.
No, that's big. And the one Jimmy fumble, fumble, dumble. But The one that just slipped out. That was like, oh boy. Well, Stoddard, he got lucky on a couple others, but I know
just one other. Pro Football Focus.
Oh, good God. Who are they? I'm my own Pro Football Focus. That's what's going on.
No, no, they actually analyze.
Yeah, please.
They actually watch the All 22. No, it said Purdy threw, well, he had to fumble the interception, and then it said he had one more ball that he threw deep down to Kittle that was an interceptable ball.
No, he had
ball.
Some good throws. One to Debo on the sideline. Hey, the rope to, who was that, Jennings on fourth down early on? What did they grade? You probably don't know this. Big Trent at. They probably gave him an A-minus PFF.
Well, I didn't.
No, what did the PFF?
Oh.
See, that'll tell you. We know he was bad. Trent will tell you he wasn't his best.
No, and what does that matter? He got his money.
Well, see that? You're talking two different things. That,
no, we're talking about football.
Dude, Ayuk, he got to put up 100, a C-note for sure.
Hasn't lived up to that contract yet through two games. Neither Williams nor Brandon Ayuk.
And he looks agitated when they ask him, Brandon Ayuk, after the game about his production or their lack of. And I'm like, damn, Brandon, I don't know why you're mad. You won. You got the chicken. But you can understand you only put up 4 for 40. We want more.
This is Kyle Shanahan from yesterday on how Debo Samuel got hurt.
He told me he thinks he did it on that when he caught, I think it was like the third last play. They had a blitz down in the red zone. He caught the hot route breaking in. He says he thinks he did it on that play. I think there was only like two or three plays after that play, though.
So that's Kyle Shanahan saying it happened late.
Damn.
In that ball game. And he won't be playing the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Who steps up? I mean, you got it on Purdy. I got it on to everybody.
I think that
defense.
I definitely believe that the guy who's going to be, let's say, looked at the most is Brandon Ayuk this week because it's just too obvious.
Even in a quarterback league.
Sorry. What do you mean?
Like Marcus Thompson, I keep citing that article he wrote. He could have wrote it about Ayuk, but Ayuk already got paid. So he wrote it about the guy that I think the biggest microscope is on, even though I said Kyle Stoney, it is Brock Purdy.
See, I think it's Ayuk. And the reason I think it's Ayuk is because
he's already paid, though.
That's right. That's right. He's already paid. So do your job and catch 7 balls for 132 yards.
But if
and
he score does a touchdown or does not do that, his ATM, when he gets that direct deposit, that's already taken care of. If you slide over to Purdy, Stoney, we've talked about it, even the aficionados, he's playing for, nobody wants to say it, but I'll say it for him, he's playing for the bag. And if he keeps turning in Minnesota type of outings, does that affect or impact the bag?
Well, I'm not talking about the bag. I really am not. I'm talking about performance and production. And Brandon Ayuk got paid. And now they need him more than they've needed him probably
incredible
in the last 4 years because they're down so many weapons. So the pressure's on Brandon Ayuk. It just is. And if he's not ready, then he's going to get criticized in a big, big way. And ditto for Trent Williams. I mean, the 49ers offensive line allowed 6 sacks. That's too many. And Trent Williams is supposed to be the anchor of that offensive line.
And they were getting after him like as soon as he hiked it, Stoney. So I was like, man, maybe he was holding on to it too long. I came away the second time on the second watch like they were on his ass.
This is from Austin in San Jose. Goo, it's the second game of the season. Cousins is coming back from an Achilles injury.
Mm.
Relax. He's too good to count out. Yeah, Austin.
No, I can't take that moment. That was just prevent defense or prevent you from. I don't recall an easier drive in that scenario in a long time.
Well,
I don't know what the Philly defense was doing. Oh my gosh!
Well,
like is it 7-on-7 out here?
I mean, you know what it reminded me of?
Seriously, give it to me.
Last year's game against the Niners, when Kirk Cousins picked him apart. 35 for 45, well, 3+100.
But there was more resistance from the Niners.
Was there?
Well,
not that night.
Yeah. Before halftime. Shout out Wilkes.
That's right. That was the play that really.
And we hadn't even brought up Nick Sorensen. I mean, how much pressure is on his units, Donnie, to to do something to stop Stafford, even though he'll be without Nacua and I hate injuries, and Cooper Kupp.
Well, my question to Niner fans is, when you look back at the Vikings game, what was the bigger issue, offense or defense? To me, it was offense, but how could it not be?
Oh, mine's D.
They scored 17 points.
But you gave up. They ran the ball down your throat.
Did they?
Yeah, the offense gave you 14 points, and you're down six. Get us one stop, and you allow them, with 10 minutes left in the game in the fourth quarter, you allow them to go take 6:46 off the clock or something like that. Like, that's outside of Fred Warner's, Donnie, what was there to be excited about on the defensive side? I'm not telling you the offense wasn't bad, but it was a collective failure. The defense, a 97-yard touchdown pass, and your pass rush was non-existent? How dare Minnesota think they could dial up a bomb in their own end zone?
How dare they not think so? They have the best receiver in football. You got to utilize him.
But you got a pass rush led by Bosa and Leonard Floyd, who took the day off. Was it Thursday for him?
I mean,
thank you, Evan. Three.
I don't care. I'm trying to. Oh,
that's a four.
Four.
I mean, you know what I was thinking? It's a good thing you didn't make. It's a good thing you're not a pro football player.
Because?
Well, you wouldn't be able to play in those Thursday games.
Now, one joke was enough, but to follow back, that's where you went wrong.
Al Michaels basically takes the night off.
Stein, I'm worried about Al.
Why?
Just, you ain't into it, bud.
I'm worried about a lot of our guys.
Brady was better, real quick. It had something to do with his voice being whatever the Stoney, listen to me. He was inside as opposed to outside. His voice sounded stronger and louder in regard to over the game. I thought Tom was better in week two.
No.
I said it. Ain't no no.
No.
Not your nephew.
No. You don't get to do that.
React to new information?
No, you don't get to do that.
That's so weird.
You wrote him off after one game.
No, I didn't like it.
He deserved it.
You said,
we got to talk about Brady. I said he wasn't good, and he wasn't bad. That's what I said.
No.
He was tiny. I can't hear. I'm talking in this. He was loud, and it was inside. There's that D word that I'm going to mess up. Decibels? What in the NBA when I'm saying it wrong. Help me out.
Decibels.
Yeah. His was louder inside. I liked him.
All right. I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going
to
do that.
I met the criteria to
be
selected. I
can't believe you gave him a C plus.
Who?
Brock.
What should I have given him?
I gave him a C minus. C? Like two turnovers, Donnie?
320 yards passing.
Dude, I mean, when are you watching the games at the end where they got a lot of that at the end?
Well, Kirk Cousins got a lot of his at the end.
But it mattered.
Oh.
They won the game, and it was close.
49ers trying to drive that last. They needed to score. This is from our guy Murillo. Jordan Mason had 48 carries in two games. If he runs more, he will likely get injured as well. Brock will be throwing more on Sunday, I think. That's Murillo.
Well, how deep is your running back room? Like, why is Garindo not getting a touch? And if you're thinking, I'm just... Stoney, things I think about.
He ran one time.
If it's about trying to limit touches so guys don't get hurt, you're done. And I don't think Kyle's that type coach. But all we heard all preseason was Garindo could do this. He could line up outside. Like, somebody's got to be the backup to the backup. But not to see Garindo get more than one touch. And it was a bad play. Willard and Teams double-teamed me yesterday saying what happened when they gave him the ball. I believe it was them. It was ugly. But, Stoney, Kyle's got to trust other guys. If you're telling me, oh, he only got 20, Mason, that is, in his second game because of the workload. I don't think Kyle thinks like that.
Well, I mean, are we really talking about a rookie running back making a difference? The problem is they got a lot of young guys on that team right now, and they all struggled a little bit. Cowing botched a punt.
Oh, man, got bailed out. You're right.
You know, Garendo obviously didn't play much. Who else? Pooney obviously didn't have a great game if he was part of that offensive line. The secondary.
Yeah.
Mustafa got in that game. By the way, why did...
they pulled him. Go ahead.
Why? Yeah, but he had a good answer here, Shanahan, as to why he put in Mustafa.
Give it to me.
Look, he took... Oh, man. We'll do something else. How do you play without Debo and McCaffrey next week?
I mean, always when you lose real good players, it's always tough, but it happens all over the league, and it's a huge part of this league and a huge part of this game. Got to deal with it.
Yep. How come fans worry more about injuries than the coach?
Because it does most often when it's the big boys, it alters the result of the game. And to be honest, it didn't do that Monday against the Jets a couple weeks ago, but it did have a bearing on the outcome, wouldn't you say, Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. And I didn't think the Vikings had enough star power or name guys with name and recognition to where they could stunt Kyle Shanahan's office, but Brian Flores did that. So here we go to the Rams, who look like a mash unit if you look at who's injured, but nobody's going to cry for you. Steiner, you think Kyle would get rally the troops, right?
Yeah. I think that's part of football, though, rallying the troops after injuries. This is Kyle Shanahan assessing the guy they can't win without.
You know, I don't know how to totally answer that. I think Trent played decent. There's definitely things he'd like to have back, but, you know, I didn't see him get tired or fatigued or anything like that. So, you know, I don't really relate anything to that. It was just about the game yesterday.
Yeah.
So the two guys who...
He was looking at fatigue, like, you know what I mean?
Well, I guess
tired.
It was hot in there. It was hot in the, what is it, U.S. Bank Stadium?
You're asking the wrong person.
But anyway, what about the heat? Because now we're getting into the nitty-gritty.
No, I think we gave up some big plays. I think, you know, when we had a chance to stop them for like a 57-yard field goal and we give up basically a 20-yard scramble at the end to give them an easy field goal. I think when you give up a blocked punt, I think when you give up a 97-yard touchdown and not make them work for the drive. And I think us struggling on third down with our two turnovers, I think is more about it. It was hot in there, but, you know, especially for a dome, it's unusual for it to feel muggy and stuff inside a dome, which that was the first time I'd been a part of something like that. But that has nothing to do to me with the outcome of the field, what happened on the field.
Well, I've been in a lot of arenas, a lot of stadiums, a lot of domes.
They won the time of possession battle 35-25. Yeah. So if it was hot on the field, the Minnesota defense was out there longer than the 49ers defense. So, I mean, I don't think that's a big deal. But then again, there are a lot of people out there that, we're talking about the 49ers. It's a veteran team. They're getting a little bit older. I don't know. Maybe it was an issue.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I know what I wanted to say. You wanted the 49ers to dial up more blitzes?
Yeah.
They did. They according to PFF and The Athletic, they blitzed four times against the Vikings.
And by all accounts, they blitzed on the 97-yarder, right?
Yeah.
And nobody got home.
Yeah, Sam Darnold was 4-for-4 on blitzes, 133 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah. So that makes it worse, though. You blitzed and you couldn't get home. And nobody in the stadium knew you blitzed. And maybe that's why Fred Warner, the captain, Steiny, said what he said about, I'm tired of my bads. And that's why he was asked about that play, and he kind of said he said others were at fault too, not just the two guys, Odom and who was it? Odom and
it was
who got beat?
Jair?
Yeah, Brown. Odom and Brown.
Yeah. And you know, Brown's a pretty young player also. So maybe that had something to do with it. They are incorporating, you know, I remember reading the story in The Athletic before the season started. If you look at this year's draft, those guys are playing. They're not playing a ton other than Pooney, but those guys are playing. Cowing played, he muffed a punt. He looked great in the first week and the preseason. I thought he looked really sure-handed. But he muffed one. That could have been another big issue. He muffed.
It really would have been curtains, you know. I still can't get over going in 27-7. And Jones fumbling that ball after he got cracked by Fred Warner, man. Just incredible. Steiner, he's a badass, man. Duh. But he really is playing at a high level.
Yeah. And I don't know why I wrote this down. Just because maybe I'm looking for something, anything. Fred Warner's the 10th highest paid player on the team. And he's
wow.
He's playing by far, the best football of anybody on the team.
And I was listening to Baldy on with the guys this morning, Stoddy. This is year 7 for Fred.
I know.
Man, feels like a baby.
Did I hear it right? He has not missed a game?
That part I didn't hear, but I wouldn't put it past him.
That is correct.
It is correct.
Damn. Yeah.
And he started as a rookie.
BYU.
209, that's the Tracy area, Stockton. Maybe Merced and Modesto, maybe. Monday we're going to be talking about why the ball wasn't thrown to Aiyuk. That's what we're going to be talking about on Monday.
Loose then. Because now you're talking about who? Jennings. I mean, who's getting targets then?
Jennings.
Kittle. Because Kittle's been a little – I like what I'm seeing from him in regard to the production in the passing game.
Can I put a rat on the table?
Go ahead.
Well, it's actually not. Well –
now we got two.
Nah, never mind.
You know, you can't do the thing three times. Because it was going to be
all right, I'll just... Can we put the rat on the table?
We got boy.
Jennings is better than Aiyuk right now. He's better. Better player.
We'll see.
No, right now, we know. He's ready. He's a
and
pro.
And what if Brandon's listening? No, seriously.
I don't care.
And he would tell you, hey, old man,
yeah.
I'm ready.
Are you? Get open then. Mouth.
There was one of those things floating around about it wasn't PFF about
wait,
the lack of separation from Niner receivers.
Uh-oh.
You don't pay a guy that can't get open 30 mil a year, and that's what the Niners did. So do with that
Goo.
What you want.
Goo, can we put the rat on the table? Uh-huh. He's not worth 30 million.
So you're questioning Lynch and Kyle?
Yeah.
And York?
I am.
Say something to them.
Okay.
You think they messed
up? I'm questioning how much they paid Brandon Aiyuk. Paid him a lot of money.
They paid Bosa a lot, too.
Yeah.
How's that looking?
Two sacks,
you
baby.
You are so mean.
Watch the game again, then, Steiny.
How many disruptive pressures?
A lot.
Steiny, stop.
Oh, boy. He set the edge.
Sam Darnold outplayed Brock Purdy. Boy. And I do think of what Darnold
no
would look like with the Niners fully loaded. That was a takeaway I had. I can't do anything with it, but I thought about it. I'm being honest.
Guru,
Baker Mayfield and Darnold, maybe.
888-957-9570. Guru thinks the 49ers got rid of the wrong quarterback.
That's Skip Bayless.
What?
That was
I thought,
why,
you
why
said
he's
Darnold's
not working
better.
Right now. You special. Wow. The writer.
What's coming up on the game? It's presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment also brought to you by Lucky California.
Cold weather is coming, so grab your coat.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.